sit down, my friends, and listen, because I have a story for you to tell. Long ago, there was an island with an archaeologist studying a volcano. Little did he know that hell was coming. Suddenly, the air grew hotter and the ground started to shake. The volcano started to rumble and he ran for cover. A mighty beast was rising. The archaeologist peeked through a gap and saw a sun-red dragon with the volcano on its back. The beast let out a blood-chilling roar that shook the ground. The archaeologist shivered in fear, knowing he was standing on the volcano. Screaming in terror, the man fell off. The dragon's attention was dragged straight into the man. Immediately, the man was eaten by this horror. News spread far and wide to every warrior known. The greatest and mightiest came, and he was called, declared war against this beast. Cayman took an army of 25 men to the island, determined to defeat this beast once and for all. They took catapults, swords, shields, and bow and arrows. Once they were ready, they hid in cover. They made a trap with wooden rope. They had put a rope string across the island, and when the dragon stepped on it, a massive wooden beam would fall onto it, trapping it. For bait, they added an ox in the centre of the island. Suddenly, the dragon rose from the ground. They guessed that it had smelt the bait. The plan was working. As they were hiding, they realised that the trap had failed. Looking at the dragon, they realised that the dragon had burnt the wooden rope. They would have to pin it down themselves. Using the catapults, they shot the beast, wearing it down. Suddenly, the dragon slumped down onto the ground. They realised that they had shot its foot. The beast couldn't move. Grabbing a sword they had brought, and came and climbed up to the dragon's neck and shouted, "For the people you have killed," jabbing the sword into the dragon's neck. The beast was defeated.